Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now. Previously on Super Ordinary.
I think we have to start small, just the four of us. If we can figure out a way to get our powers to work together, we can take her down on our own.
And you think everyone here will just be totally cool with us taking Megan out? They all think she's the best thing that ever happened to them.
If she's the source of the memory blocks, once she's out of commission, the memory blocks should be too.
You sure?
Not at all, but it sounds good, and it's the best plan I can think of other than running as fast as we can and never looking back.
I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, me? Take on a scary, multi-powerful woman who's clearly a few cards short of a full deck, just the four of us, when we have no idea what else she could throw at us? Sure. Why not? What could possibly go wrong?
I just want him to let me go!
So make him!
What did I tell you, huh? You're gonna be quiet now!
Let me go!
Harvey?
Let me go!
Harvey? Are you okay?
I made him stop. Jesus, are you okay?
I'm so sorry, I didn't know that would happen. August just remembered everything, same with Annika.
Yeah, but my powers took over. Janice and I had way more time taken away.
Janice, are you okay?
Tell me what you need.
What do you...
Tell me what you need me to do to take that bitch down.
Tandon Productions presents Super Ordinary. Episode 9. Find Our Circus.
Okay, reset. Me, August, and Max against Harvey and Janice.
Come on. We've been going for hours. The sun's about to come up.
Yeah, I think we've got it.
Yeah, I could definitely use some water.
Guys, we have to get this together. We don't know when Megan might make a move.
We just ran through 12 different possibilities, and we won every time.
Okay, and what about scenarios 13 through 1,000? Megan knows what she's doing.
So do we, Annika.
And if we work any harder, I'm going to wither away and die. And then, where will that get us?
With a little less dead weight?
Ignoring that, because I'm a bigger man. Well, metaphorically. Is it the biceps that do it? Is that the special ingredient to love?
Annika, August is telling bad jokes, Harvey's getting all growly and surly.
And Janice needs a break from teenagers.
Oh man, don't we all.
Don't you think we should practice just a few more times?
I think we should go to sleep. We've been practicing for months now, and we haven't had a single hiccup.
But what if-
No more what ifs, Annika. We can't do anything else at this point.
So, we're, going to do this?
Yeah, we're ready.
When?
No time like the present?
Tomorrow?
Janice, is everything ready on your end?
I've got about 50 piles of metal shit that you can blow to hell around the center of camp and in the tree line.
Everyone remembers the plan?
We wait for an opening and then me and Annika cause a distraction. Max keeps our shit from hitting other campers, and August keeps Harvey protected enough to get close enough to grab Megan.
Then I suck her into a memory long enough for you guys to get her trapped.
And then I try to undo the source of the memory blocks on the rest of the campers while she's under.
I am on team defense. They will call him August, protector of the upstate New York camp for super people.
August.
Let me have this.
If anyone ends up turning on us, Janice and I will take them out.
Well, just, you know, keep them from taking over. No one gets hurt, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good rule, guys. No one gets hurt in our big, crazy plan to take down a very powerful, scary woman.
She's right. No one gets hurt.
Yeah. Okay. Agreed.
So, tomorrow, after dinner?
I do love a post-dinner battle.
Where did he go?
I don't know. There's a place that's for people like him.
People with powers.
People who aren't getting the help they need to manage their powers. A lot of people have been going there.
There's just a place of people with powers hiding out?
Wouldn't you be?
Can I get one ticket, please? One way's fine. Thanks.
Do you think we're ready?
I think if you can still be freaking out about this, you're not punching hard enough.
You're really not nervous?
I'm terrified.
Then why are we in here boxing? We should be preparing. Hey!
Keep your hands up.
Harvey.
Look, if it all goes to shit tonight, I just want to have had one last nice day here, okay?
This is your idea of a nice day?
I woke up, went for a run, helped Janice in the kitchen. I'm boxing with you. We'll probably go on a group hike later. I feel in control of my powers. It's a normal day. I just want one more of these.
Yeah, okay. I can do normal.
You've gotten a lot better at this.
Well, Megan's a good motivator. You wanna switch?
Yeah, okay.
How come you never want to spar?
Miss Masters. Megan, she used to say it was a bad idea because she didn't want me getting that close to anyone after what happened with Janice.
You're wearing clothes. You wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah, I know, but we sparred once, and I think she figured out it was like a trigger because she let me spar one time, and my powers flipped out.
She did it on purpose.
She did everything on purpose. That's why I thought we should take a step back on the us stuff.
You thought that Megan made us feel something for each other?
I'm still having a hard time keeping everything straight. The more my memories I get back, the more I worry that something else wasn't real. Ow! Annika, what the hell?
You are so dumb!
You hit me!
You're lucky I had the mitts on and not the gloves. Look, I know we both have a hard time talking about our feelings or whatever, but you could have just told me that instead of pulling an Edward Cullen on me.
A what?
Twilight? Big, shiny vampires that do perpetual high school? Edward's all, you can't be with me because I'm a sad, immortal guy who could kill you. And Bella's all, you're the love of my life, and they sort of...
I know I said I wanted a normal day, but... Could we maybe get to the part where you explain why you hit me?
You can't just decide that this is a bad thing for both of us without asking me first. I'm a part of both of us. And if you would have told me that's what you were thinking, I could have told you that I was nervous about that too.
You are?
I was, at first. But Max fixed what Megan did to us, and my... You know... The way I feel about you didn't go away with it.
It didn't?
If you ask me another dumb question, I'm gonna start swinging.
Okay. Just after this is all over, would you want to hang out sometime?
Oh my god, put your hands up.
Sounds like a yes.
It's a maybe. If I feel like it, I might be busy.
Yeah, sure.
Where would you go if you could go anywhere at all and no one would know who you were?
I don't know.
You haven't thought about it?
Not really. It's not like we can just up and go wherever we want.
Why not?
Because of our powers, or the stuff we've done because of them, or the people who need us to protect them, or a million other reasons.
I used to think about running away all the time. When I was a kid, I always thought, one day, the circus will come to town, and I'll hide out with the elephants or something. And by the time they realize there's a kid with the elephants, they'll just have to keep me.
Yeah, what would your act have been?
Are you kidding? I've got superpowers. I just show these off.
As a sideshow.
See the world, work out my powers a little, have a pet elephant, maybe ride a tiger like it's a skateboard. Sounds like the dream.
It certainly sounds like something.
Come on. You've got one fantasy. If you didn't have to worry about anything but you and what you wanted, where would you go?
I've never even been out of the country, actually.
Really?
Yeah, my dad was sick and my brother was kind of a dick, to be honest. My mom's a cop, and between that and everything else going on, there just wasn't ever the time.
So no walls, no barriers, no restrictions. Where do you go?
New Mexico.
New Mexico? You can go anywhere in the world and you choose New Mexico?
It's the home of the biggest conspiracy theory in the world.
Aliens. You can go anywhere in the world and you choose Roswell, New Mexico.
You chose the circus.
I guess we're both bad at dreaming big. We could leave, you know.
Leave?
Yeah, I could just drop the barrier and we could go before she even knew.
Where would we go?
Roswell first, obviously. Then we find a circus. But one of the cool ones. I don't want to fight PETA.
We can't leave the others to do this on their own.
Yeah. Of course.
Why don't we do that after, though? Once Megan's out of the picture, everyone can make their own decisions on where they want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like that.
We're going to win, August. We've practiced past the point of exhaustion, and everyone's working together. All you have to do is keep us protected for long enough to get Harvey an opening.
I'll do my best, which is, of course, much, much better than anyone else could do.
We got this, August. Then we'll find you your circus.
Thank you. Okay, Jen. I know you never thought you'd see the day where I'd ride a bus to the middle of the woods, but here we are. Let's see what we can find.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? We really need an I know so here, Max.
She's ready. Let's just do this, okay? You've only got one shot.
I'll meet Janice in the kitchen. Harvey, you and August go out together, and Max, find some high ground where you can see everything.
Got it.
You've got my back, right, dude?
It is my sole purpose in life, Harvey.
That's about as serious as you're gonna get from him.
That I'll have to do. Okay.
Wait!
What? What's wrong?
Should we do some sort of team ritual, like a go team super secret handshake?
Just go, Annika.
Okay. I'll see you guys out there. Are you ready?
Is it time?
Yeah, we're up.
All right, let's go. Okay, all right. Do your thing. I'll get some flames going.
Take a few steps back. I don't want you to get hit by anything. Okay, here we go.
Okay, that should be enough time. August, you're up.
Miss Masters, I think there's someone here.
At the barrier?
Yeah, I think...
Everyone, please stay calm. August, Harvey, come with me. Everyone else, stay inside and close the doors behind us.
Yes, Miss Masters.
Good luck. I'll be right behind you.
Annika, Janice, what happened?
I tried to tell you, Masters. You can't keep bringing these campers here when they don't have control over their abilities.
Annika, did you do this?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
What are you doing?
What's right?
No. Not here, Harvey. Not again.
You're asking for mercy? for me? After everything you've done to me?
Harvey, please. I can't be here, not again.
You took everything from me over and over again.
I was trying to help you.
Help me? By taking away 2 years of my memory, by manipulating me, by using my powers to hurt people?
I wanted you to get stronger.
You wanted to weaponize me.
Lainey. Lainey, stop.
But I did get stronger.
Harvey, please. Please, I can't do this. I can't watch her, not again.
You wanted me to be powerful enough to trap people, to hurt them with their deepest fears. Now you can see what you turned me into firsthand.
Lady, please, don't do this.
This is what you wanted me to be, isn't it?
Harvey, please, make it stop!
No.
Please, lady, please don't.
How did you do that? August? Are you okay? She broke out. We have to try again.
Harvey, what happened?
I don't know.
Grab her again.
It's not working. What did you do?
August, put the wall up again.
August!
Oh, no. August, no.
What is he doing? Max?
The memory blocks weren't something Megan could have done on her own. I thought when he had the same block that it was Megan, but it makes sense. It's just dozens of mini force fields around everyone's memories.
You mean?
August was working with Megan the whole time.
Oh my god.
August, what the fuck are you doing?
Harvey! Harvey, run!
Oh, you know, she gave you a chance first. I've always been a little bitter about that.
Good work, August.
Harvey! No, Harvey, I won't lose you, not like this.
Annika, calm down.
Calm down, they took Harvey.
We'll get him back, okay? But not like this, it won't work.
I'm gonna make it work.
Annika, you're gonna throw everything we have at them and August is just gonna knock it all back. We'll get Harvey back, we just have to come up with a plan first.
I won't let her hurt him, not again.
This episode was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Mia Kadama as Annika, Brigham Snow as Harvey, Julia Morizawa as Megan, Dallas Seeker as August, Alexandra Tandon as Max, Han Shu as Justin, Dominique Carrieri as Janice, and Noah Kaplan as Logan. Sound design is provided by Grace Corcunis. Additional sound design assistance is provided by William Finn. Original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez, and our associate producer is Mary Frances Noser. To keep up with our show, join us on social media at SuperOrdPod or visit our website at superordinarypod.com.